Okay, so. Before beginning, just a question: how many person are from network enterprise service or something like this, or work with core networks? Just a poll. Okay. Pretty much. It's not working.
No.
Now?
Sorry. Okay, so I want my own cellular network. So that's why you're here. And first of all, who am I? I'm Alessandro Acieri. I work for one of Italian service provider, and I work for exactly cellular network engineering and IP network engineering. And I use open source software and Linux from many years now. Then, just a little index, because the first part is just a theoretical part, because we need to understand some concept in order to make a network, especially a cellular network. And then we have a demo, so okay, we will play with hardware. I'll try to be as clear as possible about this. No, not that, okay. So, what are we talking about? As an APC network, so 4G core, and it's the core that is actually serving your cellular at the moment. If you have a smartphone, you are connected to the blue blocks, the blue block inside the slide, so central one. And this is also the high level, so it's the panorama in which the network is posed. The UE is your smartphone, so the normal terminal. Then you have the RAN, or the radio part of the network, the towers and the RF equipment. Then you have the core network, which is the brain of the world problem. And then you have multiple interaction with other services, because the packet core is just for packets. It handles packets of the network, not the world services. They are connected on other parts of the network and are integrated by specific interface. So that's the big picture. But even the core network, it's created by simple function that are responsible for just one task. And it's composed by functions. So these are just logical, not real nodes in the strict term. Maybe in commercial or open source implementation, they are combined in one node, they are split, but these are the roles, let me say, of the nodes. And for every node, we have a specific function. For example, the first node we are going to talk about is the MME, which is the brain of the network, because it's responsible for dealing the signaling, or in other terms, the interaction between all the elements in this kind of a network. So it's the brain, it's the element that is making the decisions. And it coordinates also the other nodes. After that, we have the HSS, which is the node responsible for authentication. It's the user database, talking about a bigger picture. And the HSS is responsible for authentication, because every user is authenticated, that has his own keys. Otherwise, I will be able to make calls from any of every number. And it also handles the out